The next coach in the teleconference is Northwestern's Chris Collins. The Wildcats are 5-4 on the season. Northwestern will play three games in the Chicago area this week when it hosts Chicago State tonight, Valparaiso on Thursday, and plays at DePaul on Saturday. Good morning, Coach Collins. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good to be on the call.
Thank you again. Coach, could you get us started with a brief opening statement before we open up to questions?
Sure. I mean, for us, we're coming off our exam week last week, so we had no games. We've had about a 9-day layoff since playing at Purdue last Sunday. Really looking forward to getting back on the floor. Our guys were able to wrap up their academics and then get on the practice floor and hopefully continue to improve and get better. I've felt good about our improvements in the past few weeks. Feel like we're getting better as a team, and obviously that's something you want to see as you move forward.
Coach, thank you. We'll now take questions from the media.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Adam Jody, Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Chris. I know, obviously, the offseason, so much of the talk was about trying to get back to where you guys made it last year and build on the success that you had. As you've gotten into this season, I just wonder what it's felt like. I'm sure you've talked about this a lot, but just dealing with the maybe more of a bullseye on your back than you guys have been accustomed to in the past. Have you felt that's impacted your team at all, or what has it been like dealing with a different sense of pressure and a different sense of expectations?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. You know, I think it's new territory for us in our program. It's something we've worked hard to try to earn, and it's something you aspire as a program and as a player, you know, to want to get people's best shot, to have people respect who you are as a team. And, you know, I think, though, then once you feel it, it's different. And there's no question early in the season, you know, our guys, I think at times were a little bit knocked back, you know, by how excited people were to play against them and how hungry they were to play against us and to see what they could do against us. And I think it affected us early. You know, I think we've adjusted, you know, I think we've gotten better, but you know, it was definitely, you know, something that I think affected us early in the year because it was new territory and something that we're growing accustomed to.
So is the key to getting past that just continuing to play, finding ways to win some of these games when you're getting a tougher challenge against a team than you expected?
Yeah, you know, I think that, and I think what you have to do is, you know, you can't lose sight of the things that you did when you were being the hunter, you know, when you were trying to gain that respect, that chip on your shoulder, that edge, that competitive spirit. You know, I think that those are such big qualities with winning teams and teams that succeed. And, you know, I think that's something that, you know, maybe just a little bit, we lost a little bit of that edge that we had. And, you know, all of a sudden you learn some tough lessons early in the season when you play against good teams that are ready to play against you. So, you know, I feel like these first few games, you know, have really been a learning experience for us. I feel like our guys have grown. We've been able to get to the practice floor and really work and get better. And I feel in those two Big Ten games we played, I saw a lot of strides. I mean, even though we came up a little bit short at Purdue, in a lot of respects, I felt like that was maybe our best game that we played so far on both ends of the court. So I'm feeling good about where we're headed. I think we're excited to get back out there. You know, having a little break, you know, for exams. I think we're anxious to get back out and see if we can keep building on what we've done the last couple weeks.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one.
Okay, Coach, seeing as there's no questions in the queue, thank you very much for your time this morning.
All right, appreciate it, guys. Thanks.